We're going to County Kerry next, where Skellig Mhill, the UNESCO World Heritage Site off the coast and managed by the OPW, was closed to tourists over the weekend because of a row over permits for boat operators, and it may stay closed until next month. A maximum of 180 visitors a day are allowed on the island, brought by 15 licensed operators. But three, whose permits weren't renewed, have taken a legal challenge, and the OPW say under law they can't issue any permits this year until those cases are resolved. Norma Moriarty is with us. She's a Fianna Fáil councillor based in Waterford in County Kerry. Norma Moriarty, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
No problem. Good morning, Gavin.
To take us through what's happened here.
It's not so much that the island closed, or access to the island closed over the weekend, it just hasn't reopened for the season. And we've been looking for clarity as to when that reopening is going to take place. There is a hearing in court tomorrow. So the OPW have looked for, a legal basis to grant temporary permits or to activate the permits that they have granted as a result of the new tendering process, so that access can be secured for the season ahead. There's just no two ways about it. It is crucially important to the local tourism, I would argue actually the national tourism picture and our local economy, that it is opened. Trips to the Skelligs are much, much sought after, obviously because it's restricted, so only a certain few can actually manage to get on the island over the course of a season, but also just because it is such an otherworldly, breathtaking experience to go on Skelligs Mhill and to really go back in time to see this 6th century monastery and just the extraordinary experience that it is.
So for people who've booked holidays, who are in County Kerry at the moment, who've come from a long way and were hoping to make this as part of their trip, they can't, yes?
They can't. It's quite extraordinary. Weather normally is the enemy of access, because you have clearly weather conditions play a part in whether or not boats can land there.
It's not at the moment, of course.
It couldn't be better. It's the conditions are A1 perfect, and it would have been, again, add to the experience just the otherworldliness, as I said, and the natural history, the marine wildlife, all of that you get to experience, as well as the ecclesiastical history when you go on the island and get the guided tour. So it really is a double whammy, and it's terrible for those people who probably looked to come and do this trip for a long period of time. They would have been looking to see if they could get a booking, secure the booking, come to Ireland, come to Kerry, and put an awful lot of time, effort, planning, and indeed savings and money behind it. So it's terrible for them. It's not good for our reputation as a tourism destination. And it is awful for the boat operators themselves, who have their own commitments, financial commitments, commitments to employees. And it's really important that we get a resolution.
Okay, the OPW say that under Irish and EU law, they're precluded from issuing permits until the proceedings, the three former licensed boat holders who've taken a challenge, until that's resolved. How is this going to be resolved in the meantime?
Well, I'm not sure if... Well, I would hope that they don't have to wait for the conclusion of the judicial review.
Because that could take quite a while.
Absolutely. There's nothing swift in those. But we would argue locally that there was a previous judicial review taken when there was a disputed licence a number of years ago. And the remaining licences that were not disputed were allowed to operate throughout that period. There was no interruption to the landing. As I say, it was only weather that would impinge or impact on that. So from our perspective, there is a precedence there that could be followed. And we sincerely hope that in tomorrow's hearing that clearance is issued, because it will do untold damage to this great amenity, but to our reputation as a tourism destination. It will leave a very, very sour taste in the mouths of an awful lot of people, and people will just lose trust and faith in the booking that they have to make so far in advance. So it's very important that it gets resolved.
Norma Moriarty, Fianna Fáil councillor in Waterford in County Kerry, thanks for speaking with us this morning.